It has been a gridlock alert on the East Beltway northbound through the south side. It's because of a disabled vehicle before Bay Meadows. That's the problem spot, and that's why you're stuck in the delays. Worse than average delays, and you're already in that construction squeeze through the south side Bay Meadows area. We've got updates on weather and traffic straight ahead, and we'll get you travel times and maybe the best alternate to get around it on Jacksonville's Morning News.
His family sacrificed for this country. They lost their son directly resulting from his time spent in combat, and we don't feel like they should be left behind.
That's a group of local veterans who are pushing to get recognition for a local Marine, and maybe more, who took their own life after battling post-traumatic stress disorder. Action News Jax's Kevin Clark is going to walk us through tonight on Action News Jax at 5 o'clock why this group feels like they're not getting the kind of honor that these veterans deserve. And Kevin, I guess the springboard for the story, I would imagine, is the PTSD numbers that have grown in our community and many other communities through the years.
Yeah, that's right, Rich. Thanks for having me on, first of all. Yeah, Sergeant Randall Hansen was a local Marine who did two tours in Iraq. He went to Fletcher High School, and he's kind of been, and with no other words to describe it, kind of like a poster child for the efforts of some of these other local veterans to put him on the wall. And I guess the kind of their question is, you know, should we recognize some of those wounds in the battle after the battle? And their answer is yes, you definitely should. Those wounds are something, you know, you feel after the fact. It's directly from war, and he should therefore be on that wall. Although the city has said, you know, he does not belong on that wall because he did not die on active duty. This has kind of led to some of these veterans calling out what they see as some hypocrisy by the city, who's kind of changed the rules for some in terms of some of the other criteria.
Yeah, and I would imagine that those who are advocating for the change are likely to be met with resistance along the way. And how tricky is it for them? How are they working to overcome that, I wonder?
Well, it's to them, it's certainly been an uphill battle. They've had to work with the city in several ways. They've had to send letters. They've had to try and attend meetings. And the city does have a Northeast Florida Vets Council that they're going to try and attend some meetings as well. But it's certainly a matter of, you know, just trying to get concessions from the city at this point. And based on talking with the city, it doesn't seem like there may be an opportunity on this wall, but possibly another chance to recognize Sergeant Hansen and some of these other men who died in the battle after the battle.
And we'll see more about those efforts going forward tonight on CBS 47 Action News Jax at 5:45. Kevin Clark, thanks for joining us.